This is the Composer's Datebook for November 7th. I'm John Zeck. Sergei Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme by Paganini for solo piano and orchestra had its world premiere on this date in 1934 in Baltimore with the Philadelphia Orchestra and Leopold Stokowski. Rachmaninoff himself was the piano soloist and was recalled to the stage many times by an enthusiastic audience. The melancholy Rachmaninoff was troubled by this. "It somehow looks suspicious," he commented, "that my Rhapsody has had such an immediate success with everybody." He didn't have to worry long. The critic of the Musical Courier wrote that Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody was, quote, "not an important opus in all probability." And the New Yorker's music critic sniffed, "The Rhapsody isn't philosophical, significant, or even artistic. It's something for audiences." The theme of Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody, the last of Niccolo Paganini's 24 solo violin caprices, has proven popular not only with other audiences, but other composers as well. In 1977, as a result of a bet with his cello-playing brother Julian, pop composer Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote his own set of variations on the Paganini theme for solo cello and rock band. It proved such a hit that 8 years later, Lloyd Webber reorchestrated his variations for full symphony orchestra, and this upscale version, too, was played to great acclaim at its British premiere in London and its American premiere in Minneapolis. For more information, go to our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.